This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
I think most of us would agree that whatever era you grew up in, that's the one that had the best snacks.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So you probably, like 70s snacks?
Yeah, 70s, early 80s. Yeah.
Okay, and me, 90s, Gavin.
Like the 2000s, oh. Early 2000s.
Okay. But we cover all the generations there, yeah. It feels like.
Well, if you're a child of the 90s like me, then you are in luck. Just found out that Amazon is now selling snacks from the 90s.
Yes.
I recently just bought some Dunkaroos.
Really? Yes.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So Dunkaroos are these little cookies, and they kind of and they come with little icing. Like, there's nothing healthy about it. But back in the 90s, nobody really cared about all that stuff.
The
you
timing
just got cookies and icing
of this was amazing. Like, Betty literally yesterday was like, oh, I miss Dunkaroos. Just out of nowhere. Like, and then all of a sudden, the Lord heard you.
I know.
He heard your cry, O Israel. And all of a sudden, Amazon has Dunkaroos. For you.
Well, if Dunkaroos aren't your thing, they also are little hug fruit barrels that are available.
Okay.
Those little juices that look like they came in a barrel.
Yes.
Gavin looks.
I don't remember. Oh, no, I do. Okay, now.
Little plastic barrels. And then also push pops.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah.
I also remember back in the 90s, there was like this gel. It came in like a toothpaste tube, and it was like green or purple, different flavors, but it just was gel that you practically just squeezed in your mouth.
Maybe your parents told you it was candy. Just to get you to brush your teeth. It was that she's just eating toothpaste.
We get gold stars when we master the material covered in quack.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Welcome to Wally's College of Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University. And today, in honor of the Olympics, we are going to be doing not Wally's College of Olympic Knowledge, but since they are taking place in Tokyo, Wally's College of Japanese Knowledge.
Oh, no.
Yes, I flipped the script here on you. I know, I did make it harder. Now, Betty Rock is a graduate of CCU, and what happens is she is a Dean's List person, and so she's our curve buster. You're going to get a question. And if you get it right, you get a point. But if Betty Rock also gets it right, she steals your point. And you still have to get 2 out of 3.
With my maniacal laugh.
Yeah, you still have that?
Sweetest
maniacal laugh ever. Okay, let's do an example here of what we can expect so people know going in, like, oh, I don't know.
The only thing I know about Japan is what I learned from Mulan. Isn't that
okay.
In Japan?
All right, China.
It's not?
China.
Oh,
no.
So you learned
I'm really
nothing
in trouble.
About
Japan.
All right, example, here we go. In Japan, it is acceptable to practice inamuri on the job, okay?
Inamuri
on the job. Is this A, stress relief origami at your desk, B, taking a nap, or C, yelling to relieve stress? So, Betty Rock, what do you think? Because you're the curve buster.
To me, the Japanese seem very calm.
Yes.
And they don't yell.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say that. I'm going to go with the first one.
The origami at your desk, inamuri. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that's where they fold the paper and
yes.
stuff, right?
Yeah. Gavin, what would you have said?
I'm going to say sleep, like sleeping on the job, inamuri.
If that's the case, I'm moving to Japan.
Yeah, you should move to Japan. It is taking a nap at your desk. Yes. Apparently, it is viewed as evidence of exhaustion from working so hard.
Oh, Whoa. That's awesome.
Yeah, because they value work. They value hard work there. So if you are at your desk, you're taking a nap, you're just tuckered out. Like, I think Pastor Chad, our prayer pastor, his job is to pray for people. And there are times I swear he's sleeping. I don't see his mouth moving. I don't get the
maybe
sense.
Maybe he's
that,
practicing the practice of
Inamuri. Yeah, maybe so. He's so exhausted from all that praying, he's got to take a nap. All right, so if you want to play along with us, Wally's College of Japanese Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University. We'll do it right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number, 855-33-WAY-FM.
We get gold stars when we master the material covered in quack.
You're not hearing me, girl. I'm in charge now. And I say recess.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Welcome to Wally's College of Japanese Knowledge, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Betty Rock is a former student. I'm a teacher. Jaden, how are you today?
Good.
Jaden, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
11 years old. Have you studied much about Japan?
Honestly, I have. I watch a lot of YouTube videos about the culture of Japan, so I kind of have some knowledge.
Okay, this could be great then. Betty Rock, you got your work cut out for you, because if you get a question right, Jaden, you get a point, but if Betty Rock, as our curve buster, gets that question right as well, she steals your point, okay? So you got to get two out of three right. You ready?
Yes.
The Japanese have such a low birth rate that A, they only have one national baby store chain. B, they sell more adult diapers than baby diapers. Or C, gender reveal parties are all done on the same day each month. So what do you think, Jaden? What would your guess be for that, knowing what you know about Japan?
I would go C.
C, gender reveal parties. Betty Rock.
I'm going to say they only have one baby chain.
One national baby chain.
Due to low birth.
Mm-hmm. No points for either of you.
What?
They actually sell more adult diapers than baby diapers.
Ew.
Because they also have the longest life expectancy of men and women, too.
Oh. So. Jaden, I'm sure there's not a YouTube video about that, is there?
No.
All right, here we go. Japan is home to the world's shortest person, horse, or escalator. What do you say?
Person.
Person, Betty Rock.
Escalator?
Escalator. One of you is right. And unfortunately, it is Betty Rock.
No, fortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember watching a YouTube video about that where I think it's like a foot tall.
Yeah, it's only 5 steps long, and it's in the basement of a department store.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they need that?
You know what? I don't know. But they're very efficient in Japan, so maybe it's better. Here we go. Japanese Kobe beef is famous worldwide for its succulent taste, and that is because the cows are A, daily massaged, B, only drink spring water, or C, are fed sushi. What do you think, Jaden?
Spring water?
Sushi.
Neither one of you are right. Cows get daily massages. And
no,
that's
they
what
do not.
They do, and that's what makes them so tender.
That's what somebody's job is?
That is somebody's job.
A massager for cows.
Massage the cow.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, but it is really good beef. Jaden, I'm sorry that didn't work out for you today, but we loved having you on the show. We are going to send you a prize just for playing along with us, okay?
Okay.
Now go watch some more videos on Japan.
I will.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we do a thing called The Scoop, where we try to help you with some life hacks and just general information that can make your life a little bit better. And today, Betty Rock is our scooper, so what do you got there, super duper scooper?
Have you ever been in a situation where you've got a ring? I'm sure you have.
A few?
Because you had a ring get stuck on your finger. Maybe the finger was swelling, or
yes,
it was too small, and then you couldn't get it off.
I had that happen to me. I had an intern have to cut my wedding ring off of me with bolt cutters.
Jeez.
And he was super nervous and was shaking, and I'm like, stop shaking, you're making this worse. He's like, I don't want to cut your finger off because you'll fire me. I'm like, well, duh.
Wow. Okay, well, there is a jewelry store that they have seen many customers come in complaining of the same situation, asking if they can do anything.
Oh, by the way, it wasn't because I had gained so much weight. I broke my finger playing football, just a side note, but anyway. Because I know someone was thinking, wow.
So this jeweler claims that if you use Windex on your finger, that it makes the ring just
really
slip off. Yes. He says that Windex has a compound called surfactants.
Okay.
That lowers surface tension.
Okay.
Not really sure what that means, but if it means getting the ring off without getting bolt cutters,
yes,
then it's a win.
Because it's embarrassing too. Like, you'll try on somebody's ring or something, and or like at a store, and you get it on too tight, and then you're like, I can't get this off. And so then when you have the person that's trying to sell you the ring, and you go, oh, look over there in that cabinet, and you lick your knuckle.
So,
yeah, that's the other way you could try to get it off, but it doesn't always work.
Well, ask them if they have any Windex in the back, and if they do, then your problem is solved.
There you go. So for those hot summer months when your body swells,
yes,
keep some Windex handy. That's a great scoop. I might need to use that today. Thank you, Lady Rock.
coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
So, you guys, hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
So there's a cafe called La La Land Cafe. And you think, okay, based on the movie, it's got to be something dancey and musical. But it actually is something that's really cool. It's just coffee. But they hire kids from the foster community.
Oh, that's cool.
And I like that.
Because what happens, I guess, apparently it's difficult on kids when they age out of the foster system. Yeah. And if they don't have anywhere to go, sometimes bad choices are made or desperation leads to bad things. Mm-hmm. And so this guy kind of started volunteering in the foster care community and found out that this is a problem. And he decided to do something about it, which I absolutely love. So they started this off, and now they have four locations. They've expanded to Los Angeles. And he said, you know, I became involved volunteering, and their stories just broke my heart. And some of them are horror stories. And they told us these statistics happened all over. I was in complete shock. So he decided to do something about it, which I love.
And it could have been easy for him to just say, well, I can't do anything, but someone else can. Yeah. Maybe someone with more money or whatever. But for him to step up and make a difference in who knows how many people's lives, that's awesome.
And people love doing business with companies that have a story. Now, mm-hmm. the story is really important in what they're doing. Like, my daughter works at a coffee shop called The Well in Nashville, and they're a nonprofit that serves coffee to raise money to help fund water projects in places like Africa. And, you know, children, millions of kids die every year from waterborne illnesses. And so they're trying to stop that. Like, the founder actually is a friend of mine. Got to meet him, and we teach together and stuff. But ironically, he started his idea at a coffee shop. He was at a crossroads in his life, was at a Starbucks, and then just started thinking of something. And instead of being like, well, there's nothing I can do about it, formulated this whole idea, and then all of a sudden you've got this business that has a bunch of locations and is helping people around the world, which I love. So I think the thing for me is if you're ever stuck, like you're stuck spiritually or just in life, try volunteering somewhere, and it might take you a couple places to find your mm-hmm. path, but I'm telling you, God will open up doors, and you might find a new passion that you didn't even know you had, and that can turn into a new, like, vision or a mission for your life, you know, because that's the case with this guy with the La La Land Cafe and my friend and just tons of other people. So it might be something you want to check into today and do some good and get unstuck, if you will. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I've had T-Rex arm all day today where I'm only bending it at the elbow trying to lift things up because I got my COVID vaccine yesterday after holding out for a long time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, look at Gavin's face, like total shock.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did it on a whim, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about. So, well, I'm not going to get into the politics of it. That's where we have our aftercast for, and so if you want to hear like what my thought process was, because I'm late to the party, and I'm more than happy to share it. there we have more time and it's less judgy. Because I'm still the you do you boo. Either get the shot, don't get the shot. I don't care. It's up to you, you know. Mm-hmm. I still believe in America and you have your freedoms to do what you want to do. All right, so.
Outside of that.
Yeah, outside of that. So I go into Target to pick up a prescription for my wife. And as I walk in, she had been talking about getting it recently, and she wanted to wait till after her mammogram. So I'm like, okay, because they say that it can mess with the results of that. So totally get that. But we walk in, they're like, walk-ins welcome today. And so I walk over, and I'm like, so wait, I could literally just go and you could do it right now? Oh, yeah, we could do it right now. No wait. I'm like, you have me at no wait. I think, like, the people that waited for hours to get their thing, I'm like, I'm not that committed. And so, on this whim, I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's do this. And the lady, like, reared back like she was hacking something with a hatchet.
Ouch.
And jabbed me. And I saw it coming out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, no! But it was the best shot I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
I did not even feel it. I could not believe it. And so I got the shot. But then I'm realizing there might be something going on in my head because I also got a tattoo on a whim. And so I'm thinking, like, now I'm not thinking decisions through as much anymore. Like, I put a lot of thought process into them, you know, for months or years ahead of time. But then all of a sudden, it's like a light switch. I'm like, okay, I'll do it now.
Yeah. What is that? Is that like a midlife crisis situation?
Not sure.
Is it that you're just giving up the fight?
Yeah, maybe so.
I don't know.
I have no idea, but it's like, okay, let's do this. I think mainly it was like, oh, I don't have to wait. I'm so impatient.
But then with your tattoo, like that wasn't a waiting situation.
That was had to be a hurried situation because my daughter booked an appointment for herself and they could squeeze me in because I wanted to do it with her.
But exactly, but you weren't expected to do it.
No, and I just came up with the idea I was going to do like on the fly. And so like that was a bad idea. And so that's what I want to talk about. What is that thing that you have done on a whim, okay? So you made a decision on a whim, and you were maybe even a little shocked that that's what you did anyway. So we'll take yours now, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show. We love having you on with us, 855-33-WAY-FM. And again, like if you're a podcast person, we do an aftercast, and it's free. You can get it at wayfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts currently, and I'll go through the whole thought process and why I chose to do what I did today, because that's where we talk about that kind of stuff. So anyway, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. So what's yours?
Skydiving. My friend called me one day and she was like, hey, we had somebody back out. They got really scared. I know you're kind of a daredevil, but I'm not sure how daredevil you are. So do you want to go? And I was like, sure, let's go. As long as I'm not in charge of pulling the cord.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want that kind of pressure in my life. So you did it?
Yeah, I did it, and I've gone twice since. It was an adrenaline rush and a half, and I loved it. And I just remember, like, it didn't hit me until they started going through the motions, and I put my hands up, and then I finally looked out the plane. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I doing?
Yeah,
and at
I
that
know.
Point, it's too late.
Yeah, you just roll out, and then when you land, you feel bulletproof for a couple weeks, man. It's pretty amazing. If you survive skydiving, it's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
It is, and I'm trying to talk my husband into going now because I'm like, no, seriously, dude, you have to go.
You should have fun with him is like the night before he goes skydiving, have your insurance agent come over to the house.
Oh my word.
I just want to look over some of our policies, just make sure we're good. What is something that you've done on a whim, Gina?
Last year in September, I found out that I was losing my job. I lived in California and I lost it due to COVID. And so I lost it. I found out on Wednesday I was losing it. And on Thursday, I just decided at last minute, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to move to Nashville. And, like, I applied at a preschool, and, like, literally within an hour, they called me within an hour. They're like, when can you be here? And I arrived here at the 11th, interviewed on the 12th, got hired, started on September 28th, and I will now be here. September 28th will be a year that I've been at the preschool.
And that kind of movement in the whole decision kind of makes you feel like you did make the right decision. You feel like God's opening all these doors, and it kind of gives you that support that you need in making sure you did do the right thing.
Exactly, exactly. And not only that, but I called a friend of mine, and I said, hey, I'm doing this. Would you want to drive with me? A friend of mine drove out here with me, spent 2 weeks with me.
So was it a good trip for your friend, too? Your friend had a good time?
It was. She had a great time. And now she wants to move out here.
Yeah, see, that's way better. My friend helped me move from California all the way across the country to Florida, and they got Lyme disease.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they got bit by a tick in New Mexico, and it messed with them for a year. So, boy, you were really supposed to be here. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, what's this? An email? For me?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. You can always get a hold of me via email. This is wally@wayfm.com. If you want to hit up Gavin or Betty, it's their first name at wayfm.com as well. This comes from Dave. Says, hey, I was recently listening to your Most Vulnerable Post podcast and about the first caller who became a therapist. Yeah, we were talking about things like the post you made that was vulnerable and you kind of bared your soul a little bit. And we're talking about how, like, people in need of grace, they're sometimes the quickest to give it because they understand it. You know, it's kind of a biblical concept, too. But he was referencing the hurt people phrase. You guys love it. I say that all the time. After I insult you, I'm like, hurt people, hurt people. but then he brought up a little flip of that script, which I like. He also said, but healed people, heal people.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a twist.
I'm going to start saying that when you say hurt people, hurt people.
Yeah, a little convicting. We're going to move on. Thank you, Dave. And then finally, two words, baby powder. We had been talking about beach sand. I hate beach sand. I grew up going to the beach. I loved it, but I always hated sand on my feet and my toes. Mm-hmm. And then you get it on your hands and you like shake it like a cat with tape on their paws.
Yes. That's a great visualizing.
Thank you. Here's the solution to this, though. So if you get it on a beach toy, your hands, or heaven forbid, the rest of your body while you're trying to eat, put baby powder on your affected area where the sand is, and the sand wipes right off. Plus, it helps keep it from attaching.
What?
So you can put it on before going.
Yeah.
To
so
the
if
beach.
You're not a big fan of it, you could baby powder, and then it's not going to stick to your hands or your feet.
That
as
makes
much.
Sense because the powder will help absorb the water that's making the sand stick to you.
Yeah, it's ingenious. All these years I went to the beach and never knew that. It took me to 52 years old to find this life hack. But thank you, Jenny. And if you got a beach trip planned maybe during the summer, good life hack for you to use. That's your email if you ever want to hit me up again, wally@wayfm.com. I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Have I ever told you guys that at a young age I wanted to be an Olympic soccer player?
No, I did not know that.
That was my dream.
Well, you played soccer
age.
In high school.
I did.
It's good to have a dream.
Just didn't, yeah. Dreams are dreams.
Yeah. No, it's good.
But the Summer Olympics are finally here, and it's crazy to think that this was supposed to happen last year.
You're right, we're a year behind.
So fast forward, and we're just now starting the opening ceremony, launches tomorrow. And with that, somebody did a poll to see what the most popular events are, what we will be watching
of the Summer Olympics.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, I like the Winter Olympics better.
Me
personally,
too.
Like luge and bobsled. So of the
curling.
Summer, yeah, curling's great because you could actually do that sport and be an Olympian. So what are some of the ones that people are watching? I'm curious if I'll watch.
So
those.
The fifth most important one to people is basketball.
No.
Then there's beach volleyball.
The basketball you can watch anytime.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't matter, and we dominate in that. Like, whatever.
It's not that special.
Yeah, beach volleyball, eh.
I still think it's fun. Number three is diving.
Okay.
That blows my mind. People just contorting their bodies like crazy.
Red Bull has a whole diving, cliff diving channel, and I watch that from time to time. And I take fashion tips as well. I have multiple Speedos now.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's unfortunate.
I'm not... The favorite at the community pool.
No. Understandable.
Number two is artistic gymnastics, or just gymnastics.
Okay.
I think that's fine. And I think the USA usually dominates at that, too, especially the women's gymnastic team. And then the number one sport that we will be tuning into this summer is swimming.
Oh, no. See, these are all bad.
Swimming is just boring.
Yes,
now, if it's synchronized swimming, that's pretty cool.
Now you got something.
But swimming in general.
Or the gymnastics where they twirl the ribbon. I love that. That's fun.
This is disappointing to hear from you. Come on.
No, the sport I like is javelin. I love throwing the javelin because there's one video from years ago of somebody throwing a javelin and the judge runs out and marks where it landed. Oh. He got a little anxious and ran out early and the javelin hit him.
So terrifying.
And so every time I watch the javelin, I'm just like fingers crossed. Like,
maybe. No wonder you like to watch it.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe today will be the day.
I wouldn't trust you with a javelin.
No, absolutely not. So javelin, and I like the hammer throw too. That one seems pretty aggressive.
I had a friend who used to do the, what is it called?
Shot put.
Yeah. And that, I have a hard time understanding how that's an Olympic sport.
Yeah. I'd love to see CeeLo shot put with his tiny little arms.
That could be the.
It's like the ball goes conk and just like goes 2 inches.
Celebrity Olympics.
All right. That's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I'm curious if this has happened to you, because this would be a perfect world. Actor James Gandolfini was offered the role of Michael Scott in The Office. Did you know that, Betty Rock?
I did not.
Oh, yeah, you're a huge Office fan. When Steve Carell left, but he was doing The Sopranos, and HBO didn't want him to leave, so they offered him $3 million to just not take the job.
Oh. Jeez, I would like to be paid not to take a job.
That's exactly it. That's what I want to talk about. Have you ever been paid to not do something? Maybe even as a kid, your parents paid you to not do something. As an adult, you were paid to not do something. I know somebody that was paid not to trick or treat. Like, their parents paid their kids to have them not go trick-or-treating because they thought it was too dangerous. So instead, they gave them cash. And then I guess could just go buy stuff the next day at the grocery store.
A win-win.
There. Yeah, totally. So I'm trying to think of things like that in life. And I'd love to hear your story because I'm sure there are some weird stories for sure, in your life of times that this has come up.
Right. And it could be from your childhood. Maybe there was a chore that you didn't want to do and you're like, hey, sibling, do you want to do it for me? Here's some money.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be on the show. So 855-33-WAY-FM. So what have you been paid to not do? Okay, because it's easy to get paid to do something, but to not do something, that's a whole another ball game. You're amazing if you can pull that off. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's yours?
My dad, when I was about 8 years old, paid me to not read the Harry Potter books.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing. Okay, because I know in Christian circles, Harry Potter was a really divisive thing. There were some people that were like, yeah, it's fine, and other people were like, Harry Potter's the devil. I grew up in a time where Harry Potter would have been the devil kind of thing, and my parents would have never let me read it. Years later, my mom's a teacher, and she's like, oh yeah, I read Harry Potter. I'm like, who are you? Like, you would have never let me.
I didn't take the money.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh.
My brother took the money.
That was so smart of him. And then, and one of you is a Christian.
Stop it. We posted this conversation on our Facebook page. You can follow along on Facebook.com/Wally Show. But we had Beth, along with many other moms and dads, saying they paid a good lump sum to avoid having to participate in fundraising at their kids' school.
Yes. You know, like when they're selling the box of chocolates and you got to go door to door and things like that.
Popcorn tins and cookie dough.
I would much rather pay them to not sell those door to door. Like, what's the cost? What's it going to set me back for the whole box? And just take it. It's just so much easier than having to take the form in to your work and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's embarrassing.
So, Ashley, what is the time you've been paid to not do something?
So, our junior year of college, my husband and I wanted to get married before we graduated, and my dad said that we could, but that he wouldn't pay for my college anymore. So we essentially got paid to not get married, or at least to wait to get married.
Oh, I love that. Your dad was very smart. Because sometimes people get married and they drop out of school or they don't do as well. How long have you been married?
We've been married 12 years now.
Now, if your dad was willing to, in essence, pay you to not get married, did he like the guy that you were getting married to?
Oh, yeah. He likes him more than he likes me.
Oh, good. What's yours?
So, yeah, my parents actually tried to bribe me to, you know, just with money and a trip anywhere in the world, anywhere I wanted, as long as I didn't marry the man that I did end up marrying. Long story short, we did end up getting a divorce. They were really shocked as to how everything ended up.
You defied them and got married, you know, and didn't take the offer, and then you guys got divorced. Looking back on it now, are you wishing you had taken their first offer?
No, you know what? Because even though, I mean, the marriage lasted more than 15 years.
Okay.
And I did get a beautiful daughter out of it.
Okay. Well, so there's some redemptive stuff that came out of the problems and things like that. And that's, I mean, that's the story with a lot of things, that things that aren't always 100% great, some good can come out of it.
Yes. And that was the good, you know, I mean, she was my miracle, and God knows everything.
Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this, skip, and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Now, here are us on the show. Wally's in his 50s. I'm in my 30s. Gavin's in his 20s. Do any of y'all remember playing Mousetrap as a kid?
I do. I loved that game because you had to build like this board with all of these traps to get the mouse through, and then they had the big cage at the end that would go.
Yes.
Trap it.
Exactly. Well, now Fox Network is working on bringing the game to TV. And no, it won't be a group of people sitting around a table playing the game. It's actually going to be obstacles that will be made to real life size. So that little fence that that's going to be life size.
That's awesome.
So the contestants will be the actual game pieces moved around the board.
I kind of like this idea. Like, this is a much better adaptation than Life. Like that game, because that game was depressing as a kid. You get married, have kids, and then the government takes all your money. Like, how is that making me excited about this at all?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and also, I think this is interesting, too. So Fox isn't stopping there with Mousetrap. Rumor has it that they're also developing a live version of the game's Clue.
Okay.
And Guess Who.
Okay.
Do you remember Guess Who?
Guess Who's kind of funny.
That's the one where you have, like, all the tabs, and you say, does your person have red hair? Yeah. And then
the red,
like,
versus blue.
Yeah. With real people. Now, this is all good. It's all fine and good. But when you do a live version of Operation, then you got something. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you look at the Bible, it's filled with stories of some of the heroes of the Bible that all had doubts at some point in time about God and his faithfulness or his provision. And so why do we think we would be any less than these people, you know? And when we doubt, we feel like we've failed somehow, you know?
But there is a little bit of hope when you see where Moses gets mad about something and yet God still chooses him, or doubts God and he still chooses Moses. But it makes you feel like, okay, I'm not the only hot mess in the situation.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And so how you process that, how you deal with it is important. And Gavin, you came across an article that talks about doubt and some ways to kind of navigate it, correct?
Yeah, I talk about what to do when you start doubting your faith. And I, first of all, I don't think there is like a
you know, like a perfect plan for getting out of doubt, but this provided a few steps that you can take. So the first one was, don't deny your fear or doubt. Like, it's okay to take time to examine.
Yeah, God's big enough to handle your questions, your doubt, your fears, and you're
not.
He
knows it anyway.
Yeah, and you're not a horrible person. It's like, oh, I must not even be a believer now because I'm doubting. You know, but God is big enough, and when you're seeking Him, that's the thing that is still important. That you're looking for the answers, and you're still seeking Him. You haven't just totally written it off.
Absolutely. The second thing that they mentioned trying to do was talk to people who talk to God. So, you know, you might have somebody in your church or a close friend or a family member who might be, you may be very strong in their faith, and you can lean on them. It's okay to lean on other people.
Yeah, I've seen people make the mistake of they're going through something, like they're going through a divorce, say, and it's a real nasty divorce, and they circle themselves up with other people that are going through nasty divorces. So they commiserate, but that old concept of misery loves company isn't always healthy. And so, like, going to somebody that maybe has walked through it but is on the other side of it and is in a better place to give you a better healing perspective would be important for this too.
Yes, and the last step that they said was to trust that something is happening, because God is not in the business of doing nothing.
Yeah. I think that a lot of times we start to doubt when we don't feel like we hear from God or that He's not moving. And I had a pastor that used to always say, God's silence is not His absence. You know, that He's still moving. He's still in this, even when you don't feel it or you don't believe it, you know.
We really want our timing to be God's timing, but His timing is perfect.
So I am curious about this, though. Like, because even Thomas needed proof from God. You know, when Jesus came back, Thomas was like, I'm not going to believe it till I touch the nail prints. And God gave him that, you know. And so I'm curious, like, what is your doubting Thomas moment? What was that thing that maybe God gave you or you learned or you got through that doubt, you know? Because I've never had one of those moments, like, where the Lord shows up and like, oh, now it's really stupid obvious. But I would be Thomas. Like, I would have needed what Thomas needed, you know? And so I'm curious for you, how did you get past some of that doubt, and what was it? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show at a moment's notice when we're talking about something that you're like, oh, I got this. 855-33-WAY-FM. What was your doubting Thomas moment?
So I lived a lot of my adolescence in foster care, in and out of foster care. And my mother had 5 children before me. They were all boys, and they got adopted. So I spent 35 years just doubting the Lord that He would, you know, allow me to meet my brothers. And so through Facebook, I was able to meet my brothers. And I met their adopted family, and they adopted me as a 35-year-old adult. Legally.
Legally?
Yes.
Wow. So. And so what was the significance of that for you? Because, you know, it's kind of symbolic. It's not like, oh, great, now you have to raise me because you're 35.
Right. No, for me, it was just watching God redeem it and bring that family back together.
Plus, it makes it easier to get in the will.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Like
that
inheritance.
Okay. All right.
No, but I just want there to be hope out there for others.
Or hope. That was what I was going to say next.
Oh, okay.
So what was yours?
It's been a long time ago, but I did some things when I was younger that I shouldn't have done, and I was on probation, and my probation was revoked. And in between all this time, I had gotten pregnant, I started going to church, and my pastor came to me and he's like, look, we can't hide you. You're going to have to turn yourself in.
You're like, yeah, we could hide me. I'm not that big.
Yeah, right? And so anyway, I had to trust a couple in my church that I did not know to take my baby.
Oh, wow.
And trust the Lord to do something, because I was looking at 5 years in prison. So I went in not knowing what to do, but I took my Bible with me and I just started reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I'm like, Lord, I don't even know who you are. The crazy thing was, I had one of the hardest judges, and the lawyer didn't even let me see him. He was like, you signed the papers for your probation and it was revoked. So you're looking at 5 years of prison. And I just said, I don't know where it came from, but I said, I'm not going to prison. And he was like, what? And I said, I'm not going to prison because Jesus is going to save me. And he's like, yeah, you'll always find him here. And I'm like, no, I actually brought him with me. Oh. And I don't know where that came from, but He came back out like 20 minutes later and he's like, I don't know how you did it, but they reinstated your probation. You better go and live your life good. And it was amazing. That was my, other than being saved, my first miracle to start trusting the Lord. And I got my baby back and she is now almost 33 years old. I have five children. And God has just been so good to me.
Yeah, you came at that with some pretty big faith. And I think God probably rewarded that, you know, because that's a, he always calls us to make the first step and step out in faith. And when we do, great things and big things happen. That's awesome. I'm glad that you really got your life turned around and made the most of that grace and that opportunity.
Yes, amen. I've never been to prison, and I'm never going to prison.
There you go. Yeah, words to live by.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with a little good news. Giddy up, a couple rapid fire news stories coming at you because the real news and the regular news can be a little heavy sometimes. This was kind of cool, man. Like, I have a prison story in my family, and so like, when I hear stories of things going well at prisons, I'm pretty happy about it. There was a group of inmates at a Missouri prison who are now making and designing quilts for charity.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think of inmates as doing quilts, but these guys are, again, there's so much time that's not being used wisely in prisons, you know, and the programs have been cut and things like that. And so to do anything that gets their mind off of it and makes it proactive and productive is a good thing. And that's what they're finding out, that these guys are really getting into this. And one guy didn't even start sewing, you know, till last year, and now he's super involved.
But cool.
Gives him purpose, you know, and doing something for somebody else, I think, is a good thing. Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
Connecticut just forgave $17 million in student loans that community college students couldn't pay covering the pandemic. But the important part of this story is that they say it'll help 18,000 students continue their education.
Oh, really? How much student loan you got? What do you think?
I don't want to say that. It's too much.
Film studies program. Working out for you, huh?
Absolutely.
I had mine. I highly recommend pay it off as soon as you can. Or just keep going back to school until all your debts get forgiven,
I guess. There you go.
Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
This is a serious situation. A woman found her two-year-old girl floating in a pool and didn't know CPR. Whoa. But an off-duty cop who happened to live five houses down heard the woman screaming and ran to save the kid's life. He said he had done CPR a few times in his career, but it had never been done on a kid. So that was his first time, but the kid is doing fine.
Wow, that is crazy. The shrills and the screaming that mom had to make, and I mean, it, even in a neighborhood, it's easy to like, well, where's that coming from? How can I help? It's probably in a house. And the fact that he was like the guy that runs towards danger is a good thing.
That's a hero.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.